Good morning, everybody. Today's devotional will be from Isaiah 55, and I shall read that for us. Isaiah 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. Something I've come to appreciate during our journey through the book of Isaiah is Isaiah's beautiful imagery and the way he paints such grand pictures to illustrate the themes of his prophecies. Of course, it's God who ultimately is the author of this scripture, but we give Isaiah credit for being the one inspired by him to speak. And in our passage today, there's this beckoning that God issues to his people to come. He says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Come, everyone who has no money, and buy and eat. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. He says, listen, eat what's good. Delight yourselves in rich food. Now, I myself am a food enjoyer. I travel mostly for food. I relate to others through food. I serve and I love with food. And so when the Lord invites Israel to come and drink and eat, that sounds good to me too. I want to be wherever God is inviting me to. But this passage, of course, isn't actually about food. God's beckoning to come and drink and eat is actually an invitation to be satisfied deep within our souls. What God is offering to Israel is not just an opportunity to be full and sated and quenched, but to be delighted to the utmost, to enter into a reality with him that is abundant and wonderful and good. He says, for you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. God describes a world where all things are perfectly oriented to him, where even the mountains and the hills and the trees worship him and reflect his joy and peace. Now, if this word was directed toward you, if this invitation to come had your name on it, why would you not accept? Why on earth would you not take the Lord's hand and enter into this abundant life by his side? As our passage puts it, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? If the people God is addressing are those who are thirsty and hungry, who are poor and in need, and they're offered free sustenance, bread and water and wine and milk that satisfies, why would they go and instead choose to pay for things that won't satisfy? As silly as it sounds, it's a reflection of our hearts a lot of times. A lot of times, God extends his hand and graciously, freely offers us everything that fills us and satisfies us. His joy and his peace and his will for our lives. And yet we turn away from him and instead trade this gift, instead to pay greatly for cheap, temporary knockoffs. We turn instead to all the things of the world, and we become ensnared in the lies that tell us that only in these things do we find security and fulfillment and meaning. And all the while we feel lacking. We feel empty inside, discontent with the futility of life and this nagging sense that something's missing, no matter what we might gain or achieve or experience. Jim Carrey, of all people, once said, "I wish everyone could get rich and famous and have everything they ever dreamed of so that they can see that that's not the answer. Anything we yearn for that isn't life with Jesus is not the answer. So why do we labor for that which does not satisfy?" If I'm being honest, that describes me a lot of times. Through my reflections lately, I'm realizing just how much my heart has been shaken by the cares and the desires and the worries of the world. And so to those that find themselves wanting to turn away from this dead end, to instead answer God's call to come and be satisfied, know that the Lord's arms are open wide. He says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God's promise to receive the repentant is crystal clear in today's passage. And it's a promise that is extended to us every single day. Our God is always a God who beckons us to come, to eat and to drink delightful, luxurious food for our souls, and to be satisfied in him. So let's go to him. Instead of laboring for that which does not satisfy, let's come and let's be satisfied in him. Let's take some time to pray. Lord, we praise you this morning. We thank you that you have abundant grace for us. We thank you that you always extend this offer to come. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who has so much grace for us, whose ways are higher than our ways and whose thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We thank you that you're a God to whom we can't understand why you are so gracious. Lord, help us to enter into this offer that you give us, this gift of life with you. Help us to come and to eat and to drink and to be satisfied, to not be so entangled in the cares and the satisfactions of the world, which are so temporary, but instead help us to come to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.